Okay. What do you call large worms that are used for bait? Big fat ones.
Well, I reckon you'd call them grub worms. I never have seen them by the fish. But there's a big old round worm you call a grub worm.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Well, lightning bugs come to.
Okay. What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes?
It's mosquitoes.
Well, now what about something that's bigger than a mosquito? And it has a long body about like that. Well, they vary in size, but they're usually about that big, and it has two sets of wings. And it doesn't sting, but you just see them fly around, and then they kind of hover, and you see them around lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say if you see one of these, then you might see a snake.
Well, we used to call them snake doctors.
Snake doctors?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And some people say it's...
Dirt what?
A what?
Dirt diver.
Okay. What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Oh, do they get on the ground?
What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
It's peanuts, I reckon you'd call them.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, like if a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you say the boy, what, his father? The boy, what word would you use? If the boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you say that the boy, what, his father?
Just like his father.
Okay. Now, if a boy's appearance is like his father, you'd say the boy's just like his father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a boy's behavior is like his father's, you'd say the boy, what, his father?
Well, I'd say he had ways like his father's, okay. What I'd say.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, somebody who's not a nurse?
Do what?
A woman who helps at childbirth, what do you call her? Somebody who helps when a child's being born.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that person?
Well, I don't know what. I can't get at that.
Well, now, you know, sometimes a nurse helps when a woman's having a baby. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes a doctor helps. And then sometimes there's a woman who comes and helps who's not a nurse, but somebody else.
Uh-huh. Well, they used to call them midwives.
A midwife?
Mm-hmm.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Well, I'd call him at this rate in the city and didn't know much about the country.
Well, what do you call a person who comes from the city, you know, and who doesn't know anything at all about the country? The country people might talk about him behind his back and say, oh, he's just an old.
Yeah.
An old what?
Well, I'd just say he's raised in town, didn't know nothing about the country, is what I'd think about.
Have you heard people call city slickers or city dudes or anything like that, people who come from the city?
Well, I think I have.
Uh-huh. But you wouldn't generally use one of those words then?
No.
Okay. Now, suppose a country person goes into town. What might the city people call him behind his back?
Well, I don't know. I guess they'd think it's crazy. Been raised out in the country and getting town, ain't no telling what.
Okay. What do you call people whose skin is black?
Well, we call them colored folks. It's niggers, real name, though.
Okay. Now, if a white man gets mad with a colored man, what might he call him?
Well, I don't know what he ought to call. I guess he'd call him a nigger.
Okay. Now.